WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or comment along the way, please call us at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. You can also follow along with the show at WCCFAM.com. Click on the live streaming camera link. That's WCCFAM.com. And now, here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, today. So good to talk to everybody and bring out all this great information, open up conversation. I hope everybody out there feels as good as I do. Wait a minute. Feel good? Isn't that what everybody wants, is to feel good? I want to feel good. Everybody feels good. But sometimes feeling good is not enough. I had a patient the other day. She came in and I said, you know, sweetheart, I haven't seen you in a while. You're on different medications. She says, well, I feel good. I don't feel like I need to come to the doctor. I feel good and I take my medicines and I go about my life. I said, you know what? Maybe we need to rethink that. Because if you feel good, does that mean everything is good? Does that mean nothing's ever going to happen? Let's think about that. Well, how about, how many people drive a car? Zane, you have a car?
Yes, and I found out a lesson about my car and about how it seemed to be running right for the longest time, and there was a slow leak somewhere that I didn't even know about.
You didn't know about it.
Because the car sounded fine. It's going down the road. Everything's good.
And you feel good. And do people change the oil in their car? And why do they do that? Why do you change oil in the car? Because for preventive maintenance. Because all of us depend on our cars, and we depend on our bodies. You know, it is an incredible miracle, everything, how our body works. Really, I feel that God has made an incredible masterpiece with everything in nature and our bodies. But let me ask you this. Is it just about feeling good? Well, yes, everybody wants to feel good. Everyone, and we've talked about more good years. But what does it mean more than feeling good? Are you really good? How really is your health? And how really is your arteries? And how is your heart? And you know, this is Heart Month. So to me, I think every day should be Heart Day, not only because of the number one killer of men and women is heart, stroke, vascular disease, but also because I also feel that everyone should have some romance in their life. Now, the show today, we are going to talk about an incredible book. We are going to also have a guest doing our imaging minute, Dr. Melvin Katzen. But let's start off the show with, I find that people really enjoy to, what body part am I?
This is fun.
It is fun. But, you know, medicine to me is so interesting. Your health is so fascinating. Obviously, I love science and everything about it. So what body part am I? I'm small and mighty. No, I'm not Mighty Mouse, but I'm small and mighty. I produce a hormone which controls the metabolism in your body. You know, if you don't have me around, you really cannot live. And actually, you can fall into a coma. I am a gland at the base of your neck. I can either overwork or underwork. What body part am I? And if we don't get a call, we'll give you some more clues. So you can call at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Now, Zane, you are a techno person. Could you explain to our listeners about the iHeart app? How does that work?
The iHeart app is it's essentially taking the signal from our studio into it's taking it into a special box that then goes to what we call a server. And that server then broadcasts all the audio from this board in the studio, and it broadcasts it out to the internet. From there, it gets processed. You know, there's a processor between us. So it really, really sounds wonderful if you listen on iHeartRadio. It sounds like you're right here in the room with us.
And if you, let's say, you want to hear any station in the country, you just put in the zip code?
You can do that. You can put in the zip code and it'll give you a list of stations locally in the area. But iHeartRadio is so sophisticated now. Let's say you're going to the gym and okay. You want music to work out with. It'll create a special mix for you of songs, and I mean millions of songs that it has that you can work out to. If it's time to sleep at night, it'll find songs that you like that will help relax you. I had the Tranquility Channel on the other night while I was listening with these headphones on. And there were nature sounds, there were soft music, you know, just,
but
if there's a station back home that you want to listen to, you know, it's the middle of the night and you miss the station you used to listen to in, you know, Peoria, Illinois, you can pick that up too.
So like if somebody wanted to listen to the show, they can listen on their iHeart app, and the app is free. It's an app for your smartphone, correct?
Absolutely. It sure is. And the quality is amazing. It really is.
Does it also hold previous shows or just the live show?
It's just the live show.
Okay.
So they'd have to go to your website to get the previous shows.
Which we do.
Right.
You can go to, and a lot of patients, I find, and I am accepting new patients, will go before they meet me and listen to the radio show. So I think that's really pretty interesting, you know, and listen to me, and then they'll say, oh, I heard your voice, I heard your show, and it's nice.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great way to catch up on old shows, and maybe there was a topic, you didn't quite hear it, maybe you were, you know, busy doing something while you were listening, and you can catch up and really, you know, listen to exactly what you said at that point.
It's great. So what we're going to talk about today is about 10 years ago, I met these wonderful people, Dr. Brad Bale and Amy Donin, who's a nurse practitioner. And now, after much work and because of their Bale-Donin method, they now have written a book, which just came out on February the 4th. It just came out. The book is fantastic. It's called The Revolutionary Plan to Prevent Heart Disease, Stroke, and Diabetes. The book is called Beat the Heart Attack Gene, and it's written by Bradley Bale, MD, Amy Donin, ARNP, with Lisa Collier-Cool. I totally recommend it. Now, I've already downloaded the book on my Kindle. And I have known them now almost about 10 years, and they really changed the course of my life. Dr. Brad Bale and Amy Donin are so enthusiastic. And if you want to go to their website, they do have a website called beattheheartattackgene.com. You can also look for the Bale-Donin method. Now, the book has already come out. It's already number one in Amazon for books written about genes. So this is a life changing book. I recommend everyone, from whatever age you are, please get this book and read it. And we're going to talk about what is the Baal-Donin method. So because of meeting them and their enthusiasm about educating patients, finding disease is the course that led me to become a lipidologist. Now, a lipidologist involves a lot of work, a lot of reading, studying, training, presenting, going to conferences, and then presenting an exam, which was extremely hard, but extremely incredible. So thank God, from all my hard work, I am able to say that I am a diplomat of the Board of Lipidologies. I'm a clinical lipidologist, which means I am here to prevent heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. And not even just prevent if you've had, before you have one, but if you've already had that, we want to prevent your second event. So I really recommend Beat the Heart Attack Gene. Now I'm going to give another clue for what body part am I. I'm at the base of your neck. And if I grow too big in some parts of the country, because of lack of iodine, I grow big and I become a goiter. So what gland am I? What body part am I? Call in 206-1580 if you have the answer. So why are we focused so much on vascular disease? Because there are 6 million deaths globally. Now, we started the show talking about, I feel good. Do you feel good? Yes. And we have a caller. Two callers.
Okay. First correct answer wins. Here we go.
Hello, caller.
I guess that you're probably the thyroid.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yay. We should answer the other call, too, just to see what they wanted. Hi, caller.
Yeah, and that was my guess as well.
Well, thank you for calling. Uh-huh. And listen in, this show is going to change your life. It really is. And, you know, Beat the Heart Attack Gene is such an incredible book. So the I feel good, the whole idea is with vascular disease, heart disease is, yes, you feel good until that event occurs where you get the heart attack, where you get the stroke. So the whole premise of the Baal-Donin method is to find disease before and to prevent a heart attack from occurring. 1/3 of individuals who have cerebral vascular disease are less than the age of 70. So you don't have to be in the older age group. 50% of coronary events, 50% is their second time that this occurred. So, and 50% of those reoccurring events are fatal. The American Heart Association says that the average age for a man to have his first heart attack, now this is American Heart Association statistics, is 64.5. That's pretty young if you ask me. And in women, it's 70.3. The average number of years lost because of a heart attack is 16.6 years. And the lifetime risk for developing at the age of 40 is 2 in 3 for men and 1 in 2 in women. So we women, unfortunately, have it worse if we also get a heart attack. And strokes. What about strokes? Strokes, from the American Heart Association, 23% of strokes are reoccurring. Every 4 minutes, someone dies from a stroke. So what are we waiting for? It's not just about feeling good. It's about being healthy. It's about looking and discovering, do you have vascular disease? 1 million Americans suffer from acute coronary events. Same word for heart attack. 400,000 die from this. Due to the increasing obesity, diabetes, and the age of the population, it is felt that more and more health dollars will triple treating heart attack. Isn't there something we can do to prevent this? Well, yes, there is. So listen in, because this is very important. For every dollar, you know, everybody's talking about dollars and health care. You know, health care is not just taking care of the event. The whole idea is to prevent. For every dollar spent in a wellness program, you save $3.27 in medical cost. True health care focuses attention on disease prevention. That is from the American Heart Association president, Dr. Tomaselli. Well, gee, that seems pretty logical. Don't we always try to prevent major issues in our life? Don't we try in our homes to keep it safe? Don't we try to keep ourselves healthy and keep our cars running? So as I tell my patients, we don't break down on the side of the road. Well, 47% of patients with a heart attack in the U.S. are younger than the age which is eligible for Medicare. 47%. We need an increased focus on prevention. So, the incentive should be to prevent heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and look for disease. So what does the Baldonin method do, which if you read the book, you can understand it, and really, and it's written for everyone. This is a book that's not written. You don't have to be a doctor to read a book or in the healthcare field. This is geared for the average person. Just as the slippery slope of medical issues and other medical issues is geared to the average person. I truly feel if every one of us just understands a little bit more about our bodies, about our health, that we are going to live a better life, not only feel good, have more good years, and catch things before they happen. So, the standard of care in medicine has always been, in for years, is to look for the disease. Again, patients will say, well, I haven't come to see you because I feel good. I haven't been sick. Well, how do you know? How do you know what's going on in your arteries? How do you know if your kidneys are not working as good as possible? How do you know if your blood pressure is sky high if you don't get it checked? How do you know what your blood sugar is unless we do blood tests to check for it? How do you know? And you don't. You don't know, and you don't want to wait for the silent diseases to keep getting worse and worse until then you know, and then it's harder to take care of it. There is so much we can do, not only to prevent, but even if you did have a heart attack, we can help prevent a reoccurrence of heart attack and stroke. So the Baldonin method, their focus is identify disease. And I have to let you know that I have been practicing their method, incorporating it into my practice, and the care of my patients, and it has been a tremendous asset in helping my patients, helping my family members, and being at the forefront of disease prevention and identification. So, the Baldonin method is identify disease. What disease are we looking at? Atherosclerosis. So, standard of care just looks at risk modification. Well, we know that a risk is a chance. You know, there's a risk if you smoke. There's a risk if you drive a car fast. There's a risk if you jump off a cliff and you don't have a parachute, that something may happen. We are going beyond identifying risks because risk doesn't always give you the whole picture. And if you look at their, if you read their book, their first chapter starts with a case, a gentleman who is in his 40s, 50s, good health, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, eats healthy diet, exercises every day. And what they uncover with this patient would shock you. So it's very important what the Baldonin method does is look at red flags. So I want everyone out there, again, if you have any questions, it's 206-1580. I want, if you have a question, please call, ask that question. And if you feel that someone in your family member needs to know about this, how about a wonderful gift for Valentine's? Now, I will tell you, I gain no monetary benefit from this book. This book is such a great book. I've told you all about other books, too, that I feel are worthwhile and you should buy. So maybe one day I'll write my own book. But right now, I am telling you books that I feel you should read to save your life, to save someone you love. Give them this book for Valentine's Day. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to get my mother that book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene.
Maybe some dark chocolate on the side, too.
Yeah, yes, very dark chocolate. Oh, that's good. So, we know that there are red flags in, you know, I really think it's really good the way they put the heart month with the Valentine's and love. It's very nice. So, what are some of the red flags? What are we looking for? We know a big red flag is smoking. We know that diabetes increases your risk more than fourfold for having a heart attack. Did you know that periodontal disease also is a red flag? How about people who have psoriasis, who have restless leg syndrome, who've had a retinal detachment? Certain careers with high stress are associated with vascular disease. Certain ethnic groups. How about rheumatoid arthritis? Erectile dysfunction. Hypothyroidism, we just talked about that important gland, the thyroid. How about preeclampsia? Women who develop preeclampsia when they're pregnant are at greater risk for developing vascular disease. Women who have diabetes, gestational diabetes. When we have insulin resistance, when our waist gets bigger than 35 inches, in women and 40 inches in men. High blood pressure. Did you know a resting heart rate greater than 75 is a red flag for vascular disease? Metabolic syndrome is a huge red flag. Remember, metabolic syndrome is when your triglycerides are high, you have high blood pressure, your blood sugar can be elevated, your good cholesterol, your healthy HDL is low. This is very important. So many people out there will say, well, gee, Dr. Triana, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I exercise. I haven't had my cholesterol checked in a long time. Or my blood pressure. Remember, it's more than just feeling good. It's, are you good inside? We also know that if you have chronic kidney disease, you're at higher risk for vascular disease. You're at higher risk for having that heart attack and stroke. So we're going to take our little break, and then we have more important information.
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. We encourage you to visit their new website, which is trianapreventioncenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A Prevention Center, all one word, .com, to catch up on previous shows. There's an archive going back to the beginning of the show covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is accepting new patients currently, and we'll ask the doctor to give her phone number out in just a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call this program, our numbers are 941-206-1188 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now, back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And I'm thank you for listening to this program, which I love, I enjoy. And I want to thank everyone who is my guest. And now I have Dr. Melvin Katzen here today. And hello, Dr. Katzen.
Hello, Dr. Triana. How are you today?
Very good. And I want to thank all my patients. You know, more and more the word is spreading about the program. And more patients are saying, you know what? I'm going to call her and go see Dr. Triana. And I have to tell you, I have a wonderful team of ladies who take great care of you. And I go everywhere I go, I say, geez, you know, you have to have a great team to do a great job. And I feel very blessed. Dr. Katzen, you know about our friends and my mentors also, Bradley Bale and Amy Doneen.
They're wonderful people.
Incredible.
They are pioneers, and they've been recognized as pioneers. They were singing a song 10 years ago that nobody listened to.
Correct.
And now everybody's listening to that tune.
Everyone is listening to that tune. You are so correct. And they have now written a book called Beat the Heart Attack Gene. And it is amazing. And I have recommended it to my radio audience. And you know that they, as pioneers, they've been working so hard. And most people don't realize that they offer a guarantee.
Yes, they have a very interesting guarantee. If you listen to what, if you do what they tell you to do and you have a heart attack or stroke, they'll give you your money back for all the money that you've paid them for services. And they've been doing that since the very beginning.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and that's kind of how they got people's attention to start with. But now they're getting people's attention because they know what they're talking about.
And they go all over the world and give lectures and give preceptorships, which I am very proud to say that I have attended their preceptorship and continue to have contact with them through the internet and conferences that we go to prevent heart attack and stroke. One of the conferences that I have been going to is the Cleveland Heart Lab, where advanced lipid testing is done, and they have always been there. They're like walking professors.
That's correct. In the early days, they'd be happy to talk to four or five doctors, and they did here in Punta Gorda. And that's what we first saw. We first heard them. But now they're in great demand and for a much larger audience.
They are just incredible. So part of their, and I'm going to ask you some questions, Dr. Katzen. Part of what they espouse in their philosophy and their treatment is education of patients. What is a healthy artery, an artery with plaque, and an artery that when the plaque ruptures, forms a clot? They call the lining of the artery the tennis court. And the inside lining is called the endothelium. So I think this is very important that everybody understands that. Now, at the beginning of the show, I spoke about I feel good. How patients will come to me and say, I haven't seen you in a long time because I feel good and I don't feel I need to go to the doctor. So I talked about maintenance and prevention.
Well, a lot of disease that we have or a lot of disabilities that we get are the straw that breaks the camel's back. You feel just fine until that extra straw gets on the camel's back and the camel collapses. And that's really the way vascular disease is, too. The lining of the blood vessel, the endothelium, is a very delicate thing. And a plaque develops underneath the endothelium, and the body tries to and sets up a little inflammation, and the body tries to heal it, and in so doing, makes the lumen, the central portion of the blood vessel, narrower. And if that plaque ruptures, then a clot can form and then close off the blood supply to whatever happens to be downstream.
So the most important take-home message is that most heart attacks are not caused by stenosis. Now, stenosis is a narrowing of the inside of the artery. Oh, we have a caller. Oh, I'm so sorry. Caller, please call again. Heart attacks are caused by a plaque that ruptures. Everybody thinks it has to be a stenosis, but it's not. It's the inside of the artery has a plaque which ruptures. And the Baeldonin, in their a way to educate people, they call it the cat in the gutter. The cat wants to jump out and get the little birds. But in essence, the reality is, again, is the plaque in the artery which ruptures. Now, Dr. Katzen, you are a radiologist. Could you tell us about how do we see plaque in the body?
Well, the easiest way for us to see plaque in a non-invasive way is using the ultrasound device. Now, the ultrasound devices, everybody knows where the depth finder is on a boat, especially around here because we have a lot of water activities. Ultrasound really is a very precise depth finder, and it can look at the inside of the vessel. And what we can actually measure the lining, the endothelial lining, and we have this test called a carotid intimal thickening measurement. And that is the earliest sign of plaque that we can measure. And we measure it in a vessel that's relatively accessible, like the carotid artery in the neck or in the groin.
The femoral artery.
Yeah, right. And it works. That lining is measurable, and it is the first sign of plaque. Is if it gets thicker, then you know that there's got to be a reason for it to be thicker, and the reason why it's thicker is because there's inflammation going on.
And we're going to talk about that. So the most important thing, and if you have a caller 206-1580, give us a call if you have a question. 206-1580. The Baeldonin method goes beyond the standard of just determining your risk. There's two main tests that are used to determine your risk over 10 years if you're going to have a heart attack or stroke. And that's the Framingham Risk Study, which is a study that's been ongoing since 1948.
That's correct. It started Framingham is in Boston, started, I think, by Harvard.
And the other risk study is the other test is called the Reynolds Risk Study. So Those two tests are used to determine your risk. Now, those tests, though, do not take into account many of those red flags that I spoke about, including a red flag, which is very important, is also health history. The other red flags, insulin resistance. So they feel the most important thing, which I also agree, is looking for disease. So in other words, if you do an ultrasound and you find the plaque, or if you see that there's a buildup of plaque, not just one plaque, then that's called an artheroma, which is essentially the sign of disease in your vascular system. Kind of like I tell patients, you got it, you're either pregnant or you're not.
That's true. And the thing about vascular disease is, even though we look at it in one place, like in the carotid or in the coronary arteries or at the femoral that's in your groin, it's a generalized disease process. And even though it's generalized, it gets to be, in some places, it seems to be worse than other places. And that's really why we have, everybody doesn't have the same symptoms from the same disease.
So the Baldonian method wants to know what's inside your arteries. What is the plaque? Because vascular disease is a spectrum. The plaque forms, so it forms underneath the lining, that endothelium, and you can have young, soft plaque where it's just causing, the cholesterol goes there, causes inflammation. Remember, there's a key word here, inflammation. Fire in your arteries. You could have old, hard, calcified plaque. Now, that can be seen too, right?
That's correct. And remember that once a plaque calcifies, it's no longer really an active plaque. And that's really not the dangerous plaque we have. The dangerous plaque we have is the soft plaque where the inflammation, the active inflammation is going on. If you could imagine a plaque like a pimple, and if that pimple bursts inside the blood vessel, then the body's going to try and heal that thing. And what it does is it forms a clot, and that's what causes the symptoms of either a heart attack or stroke or pain in the legs or whatever organ happens to be downstream from that clot is starved of blood.
So, Dr. Katzen, I know that women, we have been encouraging women to get mammograms. And so there's times you can see on different tests calcifications.
Well, that's true. Even we see...
And an x-ray?
Yeah, we see calcified vessels supplying the breast with blood. I always report that this is usually a sign of diffuse arteriosclerosis.
So if you have, if you have an x-ray and it shows calcification in your artery or your aorta or calcifications in the small little vessels of your breast, remember, that's evidence of plaque that's gotten hardened, because we know then you have vascular disease. We also know that if you have soft plaque in your carotid arteries, and we see that, then you're at risk for a stroke.
That's correct, because the soft plaque is the plaque where the active inflammatory process is going on. Just imagine the pimple again before it bursts. And eventually that soft plaque will either mature and calcify. And at that time, once it's calcified, it's no longer clinically active because it's just like a rock. Or it'll burst. Or, with treatment, it can be stabilized and even reversed.
So we know that we can stabilize the plaque, we can keep it from progressing, and we can contain it to try to do everything we can to prevent that huge event. So if you don't know what you have in your arteries, you could still feel good until you get that heart attack or stroke.
Well, we all know, we all have heard people who suddenly die. Even people who...
Heart attack, let's prevent that. Tertiary prevention, let's prevent. If that heart attack occurred, if you had a ruptured plaque, then we don't want you to have another heart attack. We don't want you to have another stroke, and we don't want you to lose another toe, because we know that vascular disease is your in your whole body. You know, we focus about that little tiny heart, which is not so tiny. It's about the size of your fist, and the arteries there. You can't live without your heart, but we all also would like to have our kidneys, our eyes.
And your stomach.
Your stomach. You can also get blockages in your arteries that go to your stomach, that go to your legs. You can get plaque rupture there. You can get plaque rupture also in your carotid arteries where it goes to the brain. So one of the things we need to look at is fire, inflammation. When that plaque is forming, there is fire occurring. There's inflammation in the artery. And we need to look for that inflammation and what is causing the inflammation. And that's what we're going to talk about in our upcoming shows. Let's define what is inflammation. Let's look for the inflammation. And if you have it, what is the root cause of that inflammation, of that disease? You know, to me, it seems very logical.
Well, it is very logical, but we're all human, and we know what we like. We know what we like to eat, and even if we don't eat any animal products, we still have our bodies still make cholesterol because it's so important for not only for good health and for cell membranes.
But we need to understand why inflammation plays the big role, why we need to find the root cause of what's causing that plaque to build up in your arteries. And if we identify that plaque, what are you waiting for? You need to take care of that. So by seeing someone as myself as a lipidologist, which actually there's less than 2,000 lipidologists in the country who are trying to prevent this disease, which still, after all that's going on, and it is still the number one killer of men and women.
And most women think they're protected because they're menstruating, or they were menstruating. But as soon as women quit menstruating, they catch up to men pretty quickly, and by the time 4 or 5 years after they go through the menopause, their incidence of heart attacks are as great as men, and sometimes even more. And treating a woman who has a heart attack is a lot trickier. And also, that a lot of times for women, the first symptom of a heart attack is sudden death.
So, what we're going for here is optimal and excellent care. If you do look at the Facebook, I put a picture of me with a stethoscope on a model of a heart. So let me listen to your heart to try to prevent. Please, I want everyone out there, read this book. I cannot say it enough. Beat the Heart Attack Gene. You know, I didn't make this up about knowledge is power, but boy, it sure makes a difference in life.
That's correct.
We have got to learn and read and understand. And again, that is my mission. And I want everyone to know we are still going to be going with this wonderful, wonderful program of prevention. And please listen every Friday to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues. I'm Dr. Elizabeth Triana. And here is Dr. Melvin Katzen.
I'm Dr. Melvin Katzen.
Thank you so much. Stay healthy. And guess what? We don't want you to go down that slippery slope. I'm here to help you.